Talking about Sif Aleph. If you daven shechal yitz b'Shabbos, every Pesach came out on Shabbos. Oitken leil yud gimel. Then we do the bdika, not Erev Pesach, which is Friday night, but Thursday night. And also we do the regular Be'al Chametz like we do every year. But we leave Mishayim, Mosen Shtei Sudas, and Tzorcha Shabbos, leave out two meals worth to be eaten on Shabbos. So the Shlish is Man Acha Mincha, Ozen Yochel Asa Yisrael, Lebe Matzah, Lebe Chometz, El Lebe Matzah Shir. Since the Shlish is after Chatzos, so you cannot eat matzah because it's Erev Pesach, can't eat chometz because after it's manis chometz. So according to the mechaber, you make it out this matzah ashira, matzah with fruit juices, which is not kosher for leila seita. So chatzos the koydim shor asiris. The suda shlishis also have to be made before the 10th hour of the day, because after that you're not supposed to eat any meal, so you should have a te'ovin for the matzah and the seita. Ramah says, Medina Seila, Sheinogim Lecha Matzah Shira, Kilakam, Tav Samu Bey, Sifdalim, Yikayim, Sudashlishes, Mimine, Peres, Oi, Bosava Dogim. Ramah says, we don't have this option to become the Sudashlishes with Matzah Shira, because we hold you're not allowed to eat Matzah Shira. And therefore, he recommends to do the Sudashlishes in the afternoon with Peres, or Bosava Dogim, without any Mizoinis. Even though we have opinions in Sudashlish, it has to be dafka with bread, we don't have an option over here. Mr. Bruce says that up to the 10th hour, you have another etzah of making matzah balls, because since they're cooked, they're also not royal chometz. As we said before, those would have to be eaten before the Shor Asiris. So Mr. Bruce brings from Achrayim that said that it's a good idea to split the morning seuda with bread into two. Because there are those that say they can be yotzeh v'shlishes even in the first half of the day. That was the recommendation of the Vilna Gaon.